everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975. And Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Welcome back. Strong market support in lean hog futures trade has been the main focus of today. Triple-digit gains seen in all nearby hog contracts, not only setting the tone for higher price levels, but this aggressive market support also sparking spillover interest into the cattle markets during early week activity. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. September corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 250 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 92 points. In live cattle, firm buying interest developed across the live cattle market based on spillover support throughout the rest of the complex. This helped to draw the most aggressive gains in December and February live cattle trade, each holding 80 to 85 cent gains. Traders looked for increased buyer activity firmness in beef values, which helped to solidify this market activity throughout the entire complex here early in the week and could potentially bring additional stability into the cash market. With the holiday Monday, the overall progress will be delayed, which may keep overall movement of cash markets sluggish throughout the week. In feeder cattle, initial pressure seen in the feeder cattle markets was short-lived, with traders unwilling to focus on the previous market pressure in the complex and moved into nearby contracts. Meanwhile, grain futures were higher today after getting a lift from a mix of weather and demand factors boosted by chart-based buying. Hopes that futures have again posted early harvest lows have convinced bears to liquidate short positions ahead of the next big USDA report scheduled for September 12th. Corn made a series of new contract lows as funds sold last week and boosted bearish bets by more than 27,000 contracts. As of Tuesday, soybeans tried to hang on to double-digit gains as the overnight session wound down. November futures saw fairly steady buying after they broke through their 25-day moving average to test the 100-day benchmark. Spring wheat tried to reverse higher after Minneapolis December sank near a three-month low overnight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.